But whenever any of us are taken away, our joints at once stiffen, and we can only stand straight and look pretty. Of course, that is all that is expected of us when we are on mantels and cabinets and drawing-room tables, but our lives are much pleasanter here in our own country.
I would not make you unhappy for all the world!
Exclaimed Dorothy.
So I'll just say goodbye.
Goodbye,
replied the princess. They walked carefully through the China country, the little animals and all the people scattered out of their way, fearing the strangers would break them. And after an hour or so, the travelers reached the other side of the country and came to another China wall. It was not so high as the first, however, and by standing upon the lion's back, they all managed to scramble to the top. Then the lion gathered his legs under him and jumped on the wall. But just as he jumped, he upset a China church with his tail and smashed it all to pieces.
That was too bad,
said Dorothy.
But really, I think we were lucky in not doing these little people more harm than breaking a cow's leg and a church. They are all so brittle.
They are indeed,
said the Scarecrow.
And I am thankful I am made of straw and cannot be easily damaged. There are worse things in the world than being a scarecrow.